Gemara quotes that pasuk in Koheles. Lama yikach nishkavcha min tachtecha, I think. So the pasuk is mashma that if a man, there are such people, they pledge they're going to give so much money and they don't give anything. So the Gemara says the punishment may turn out that his wife may die. So the Gemara here, Bavan Adarim, Ishta Shalom Adarim.
Why should his wife speak Shizmik?
I don't know. Maybe the wife is spending too much money on her shoes and on her Zachalot.
That's what she'll do.
She should encourage her husband to keep his pleasure.
She may not even know about it.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So now they're on, now the Sfasem is, but the Ramban, they apparently understood the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? What it means is, if you violate the Nedi, you don't give the money at all. But if he doesn't violate the Nedi totally, he just pays it up 10 years later. He's supposed to pay it up before Shalosh Shugolim. And he waits till he's in violation of Bal Tachir. So the Gemara understands that one may possibly think like the Rambam that whenever there's a violation of Bal Tachir, you're in violation of the whole Nether. You're not Mekayim the Nether. So the Pasuk says, Nabahoy b'chochet v'lov yishtochochet. It's not the same. You don't say, Bavana darmesh d'shalod ha'nesa, because he's not Mevatel b'esek. He's Mekayim the Esek. So that's the Ramban's raya against the Rambam. That the Rambam writes there in the Loisei of Bal Tachir that if he waited Shalosh Regolim, not only are you in violation of the loisesei, you're in violation of the whole nether. The Torah gives you a zman, and if you don't pay up on zman, say you missed the boat, you're right on the whole nether. The Ramban says that he's wrong. So the Mishnah of HaMelech has a little safer drush on Haggadah, the Parashas Drachim. So he comes to defend the Rambam. So he said, he also understood the Ramban, that's what he's driving at. So he quotes there's a machlokes in the Medrash on Bereishis Rabbah. When Yaakov Avinu returns back to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden his wife Rachel dies. She was a young woman. She died in childbirth when Binyamin was born. So the Medrash understands this must have been some chait. They don't think that it's an accident of fate. They think there must have been some aver. So why did the wife die? So there's one opinion in the Medrash that he violated Bal Tachir. He promised the Ribbono Shel Olam, and here l'kini modish m'rani b'darach hazeh, nalchim b'lech alecha v'erg v'lulul, shatir shon b'esim v'hoi yal Hashem l'kim l'lekim. V'eben azor sa v'shesamti matzei v'yir b'esim l'kim l'chol asher titin li, aser asrein Allah. So he never built that mizbeach. V'eben azor sa v'shesamti matzei v'yir b'esim l'kim, he never did it. So because he violated Bal Tachir, that's why his wife died.
One thing he never do, he did it on the way back. It was conditioned. He said, when I come back, if I come back, then I'll do it.
No, he says, I will, the shabbat means, I will hustle back. At the first available opportunity, that's I will that. Hustle back, and I will build the mizbeach.
He delayed.
So this opinion in an Amayra. This Amayra in the Bereishis Rabbah says that Bavon Nedar Mishta Shalah the Mesa doesn't only refer to the case when his mamish doesn't pay up at all, even if he delays also. So the Mishnah Melech says it's a machlokes between the opinion and the Gemara and this medicine. And for some reason or another, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah says, don't give them in that shita. The Rambam and the Aruch HaTzokah doesn't say anything, one way or the other. They don't take a stand. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah adopts that opinion. According to the Babli, according to the way the Ramban assumes, that b'chochet v'lo b'yishtochochet, that the wife should not die just because the husband violated Bal Tachir. So the marriage gives other reasons. What was the Einish? Why was he Nenish?
They have two sisters.
The Ramban says because of the two sisters. The Trafim? Okay. Kilas Kacham afilo al time. It's coming to the marriage, and the Ramban give other reasons. But one reason that's given by the Medrash is this, because one who's in violation of the Acher is the equivalent of a bitl on Neder, of the total violation of the Neder.
According to Ramban, once he's passed Bal Tachir, he never tried to do it, and the Neder should give up, just walk away.
According to the Ramban, he won't accomplish anything. Yeah, it's like a guy didn't eat matzah on Pesach. Well, he's going to eat matzah today. Tarfam, no tashlugim, he doesn't accomplish anything. What do you mean if he waits?
Yeah.
The bitl asay, that's only a vasa shama v'aveisim shami. That's only bringing karbonis, and that's not about the pledges itself. I think that's only a vasa shama v'aveisim shami going to Yerushalayim. No, that's only that essay only has to do with Yerushalayim. The lois essay, lois achal shalma, that the Gemara darshan applies to lekach shikrapei and tzedakah and all kinds of things. Baltacha does apply, but the essay is only on karbon. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
ahead.
Right.
Right, right. The law of Baltacha, he will have violated, but at least he won't violate the essay.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's this whole Amid Gemara. Okay. That's this whole Amid Gemara. Gemara just that's the sign that that's what it means. Now the Gemara has to explain the last line in Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon said, about 10 lines from the top of the Omer. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Omer, maybe Yoram Tadosa Bechagas Tukis, what he meant to say was on Yontif, not just on Chalamoy Tavuz. So if he means Yontif, Zalazogun Shavuiz, what did he say Chagas Tukis? No. He wants to say, you better bring it on Chagas Tukis or you'll be in violation of Baltacher. He didn't say, you better bring it on Shavuiz, because he holds that Tukis is the Gorin. Everything depends on Sukkot. The first line of Lozer Rav Shimon, we understand. You better bring you're permitted to bring it on Yom Tov Sukkot, and you better shake a leg. You better bring it on Sukkot, otherwise you will have violated Baltacher. Then the next line, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon says, and by the way, when you bring your Korban Teida on Yom Tov Sukkot on Chol HaMoed, you can kill two birds with one stone. V'yotzeba yidechavata mishum simcha. Veino yotzeba mishum chagiga. Yeah, that we already said, the Mishnah and chagiga. He's just saying over, he didn't have a Mishnah, the Mishnahis were composed after Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. But this part of Rav Lozer Rav Shimon is stated in the Mishnah. That what? The Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga quoted the Tosefton from Chagiga. Gimel mitzvahs and tzavi Yisrael bali yosem l'regel. When the Yidna are early regel, they become mechuyev to fulfill three mitzvahs that have to do with karbonis. They have to shake a lulav and prab aseda and eat the cheesecake on Shavuos also. That's separate. But they have to bring three karbonis. They have to bring Riyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. So oilos Riyah, that's one thing. And Shalmei Chagiga, that's another thing. And then simcha. Simcha means v'samachta b'chagecha b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim ein simcha ele b'psar shlomim. You're only yotze simcha if he eats flesh. So what does it mean? It means you have to bring a korban of shame. Simcha? No. The Mishnah says ha-kohanim yotze midechavot m'psar chatos u-b'psar osham. And Yisrael ha-ma yotze midechavot when they bring maisa behema. If they bring maisa behema, it's not given away to the kohanim. Yisrael can keep it. So when he eats the Maisa Beim, he kills two birds with one stone. He eats his Maisa Beim and he's yotze the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So here also it says, and by the way, if you took upon yourself a nezer to bring a korban teida, so the teida has with it the 40 chalas, 10 of which are chametz, and sukkahs doesn't pose a problem, fine. So you bring the 40 chalas with the chametz, no problem. And you also bring the Beim, the korban teida. So you're even allowed to bring it on Yontif. And by the way, once you're eating the flesh, so you yotze not only in the mitzvah of Tov, you yotze in the mitzvah of Simcha. Because Simcha just means you have to eat some bizarre hakarbonis. It doesn't have to be a special korban shalmi simcha that designated shalmi simcha. As long as you eat bizarre korbonis in dinuk. However, you cannot be yotze yidechoy vasa for korban chagiga. Because in korban chagiga we have a rule that kol davar shebechoyvo ein abo ela menachumen. Let's say the IRS catches up with somebody. IRS catches up with me and they say, look here, mister, you didn't pay tax in 1971 and 1972 and 1973. So let's say every year, let's imagine, every year I made the exact amount of money and every year I owe the government the exact amount of taxes.
You come here and you owe
that way. Huh?
You come here and you owe
that way. Oh, okay, okay. So let's say for 30 years in a row, on the 30 years, I owe $5,000 every year for taxes. Let's say for argument's sake. So I say, okay. Here's $5,000. I haven't been. I want to be yotze the tax in 1970. I killed 30 birds with one stone. So that's ridiculous. When it comes to paying mass, you have to pay. You owe money, you owe tax from 1970, 1971. Here the Pasuk says, how does it say? Kimisas.
Nidvas Yedecho.
It says Kimisas.
Kimisas Nidvas Yedecho.
Kimisas nidras yot for something. Kimisas. So the Gemara said that it's like mas. Mas means paying tax. You cannot give one amount, you cannot give $5,000 and say, Chabin Zin should be Yerda Lakan and Lakan. You can't think a dreidel like that. The government will say, you got to pay separate tax for this, you got to pay separate tax for that. So he wrote that the Gemara has a din. A fella took a neder, I take a neder, I'm going to bring a Karbi Shlomit. Okay. Then he comes the next Yom Tov Shavuot. Comes to the Beit HaMikdash Oel HaRegel, and there's a din in the Pasuk and Chumash, he has to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. So he says, oh, he separates one beim and he says, this should be Oel HaLakan HaLakan. This one beim, he should pay up the Harei Alai Shlomim that he said on White Boimer, and he should also be Oel for the Shalmei Chagiga that he's Mechuyif to bring on Shalosh Regal. So the Gemara says, no, that's the Halacha. Dovah Shebechol Po Ein Abo Ela Men Achulin, because you have to pay too. And the pasuk that the Mishnah learns it up in the pasuk kemisas. I forgot the whole pasuk, but it says kemisas, so it's like masks. Yeah. You have to pay tax separate. You can't be I say two chiyuvim with the same amount.
Yeah, if you participate in some of the open simple, you have some of you one with the effect, you one with the neighbor, go to the real fly and you have to take the animals and shackles.
Yeah, we spoke about the mitzvah of simcha, the mitzvah, the gimel mitzvah since Tavos, and the mitzvah of simcha is as long as you eat the star korban at the yotzei. You don't have to be the bala korban, but the mitzvah of shalmei chagiga, you have to be the bala korban that it should be offered korib on the mizbeach on your behalf. Now we don't require if you have 10 million Jews coming to Yerushalayim, you don't require that they should bring each one a separate carbon, tell me 10 million behemoths. If you want, you can get 20, 30 people together. Buy one Shalmei Chagiga. If you want, they can all, the 10 million Jews can get together and buy one Shalmei Chagiga. But that's not the
Yetzirah.
Yeah, you won't be Yetzirah. Right. The Shalmei Chagiga, but the Oilos Riyah, you're only Yetzirah if you are a Bala carbon, and it's carbon, you'll be have a partner. And when they shech the korban, it's toila on your behalf. And the shalmei simcha, that doesn't have to be your korban. As long as you're eating from a korban, the star korban is that good. Huh? Yeah. There's a tesis there in Chagiga. Remember, a tesis there in Chagiga on the day. Tesis right to Chiddush, that the Achareim are not so convinced that it's mucha chero. Tesis says on that Mishnah that it says, HaKohanim Yotzei Nidechei Vosam. The Kohanim can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Simcha with Bisar Chatos and Bisar Rosham and Bisar Bechor, which is Korban Mizbeah. Korban Matarav, which had a mum, is Korban Mizbeah. And Yisraelim Yotzei Medechoi Vosam, the Bisar, Maisa Behema, so the Taisus has a Chiddush. They don't really have a Mocha for this. They say that's only if at the time that Yishech the Korban Chatos or the Korban Rosham, or the Korban Bechor, we had in mind that it should also be Oile for the Korban Simcha. So the Achrayim are not happy with that. The Pashto says that you don't have to have in Zin B'Shas HaKrov with HaKorban. The mitzvah of Simcha is fulfilled by having Achilot, the Tzar Korbonus. It's Man Shabbat HaMikdash HaYikayim Ein Simcha Elu B'Psar Shlom Ein Simcha Elu B'Psar Korbonus. It's Man HaZeh Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam, so the Gemara says Ein Simcha Elu B'Yayin. So that's a big machlokes. Ein simcha lebiyayin means that it's only with the rabbanon. It's only with the rabbanon. The real mekoy, the real mitzvah simcha deraita is only with zman hamikdash by eating b'sar kabbalah. Zman is that simcha is only with the rabbanon. That's taisa shi.
And it can't be a
b'sar
from the adult.
B'sar kabbalah, right? B'sar
kabbalah. What
if the cow is the top on the food? He's eating it in Yerushalayim.
What happens though?
So that's a big machlokes. The Taisa sheet is that mitzvah simcha b'zman hazeh is only with the rabbanon. The only way that the Taisa is on the first daf in Ela Megalka in the Moikot. So ever write in the Gemara like that mitzvah simcha b'zman hazeh is only with the rabbanon. And the Rambam disagrees and he says, no, the rabbis call me the simchas l'simcha is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says that little children, you should give them candies, and your wife, you should buy a nice dress and some shoes and cigars and whatever. Each person should give whatever makes them happy. So the Rambam quotes that that's the din d'oraisa, that's not a din d'rabbanan. And Taisa disagrees, says no, that the only way to fulfill simcha min ha'Torah is the star korbanos, and anything less than that is only with the rabbanan. And then what is the din? What does the rice of the rabbanan say? What does it mean? The bisman shabes and mikdash kai men simcha ela b'star korbanos. Mizvanas ain't simcha lebiyayin means today that we only have chulin dikeflesh. So you have to have the flesh butter, the yayin? Oh no, the gun is there. Why do you have the butter if it's chulin? The yayin without the butter. You can have parave, you can have milchiks on all yantiv. There's no halacha. Maybe you should have butter for kibbut v'yayinim. On Shabbos there's no din of simcha, but there's a din of kibbut v'yayinim. So, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says the mitzvah kibbut v'yayinim. So on Shabbos there is no mitzvah of simcha. Nonetheless, you have butter the dog in baburim. Baburim, slava dog, you have all kinds of things. That's for kibbut v'yayinim. That's for oiling. That's not for simcha. So the shaila is, what about on yantiv? Do you say it's the same as Shabbos? You say same as Shabbos, you should have kibbut v'yayinim. Or do you say no, that bizman hazeh we can't have bisar karbonis, we have to have basar v'yayin. If he would have had bizman shabbos mikdash kain, you wouldn't have needed the yayin. So bizman hazeh it's not enough with the basar, because it's chulin, you have to have basar v'yayin together. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this on the last page in Chelek Hei, the Mishnah Berurah, the last thing in Chelek Hei Mishnah Berurah is about the mitzvah simchas yontov. So he quotes this machlekes achren mamish on the last page. And he says that the haskamas roiva achreinim is that you don't have to have the basta. That there's no need for basta. That's the shalat
the chatzin.
But the chatzin has to be fleishig or not. But the bris, the brismila has to be fleishig or not.
So that's it indicates from the Gemara that you shouldn't need the basta, because otherwise, why would the Gemara say that by woman you buy clothes should be the clothes and basta, just like by men you say should be basta and yayin. So a woman should be not just clothes, but also bosa. But Mo doesn't say that.
Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means.
And they'll have to add clothes also.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The husband is not going to be so happy.
Okay. No, if his wife's blessed, it's nice that the husband's happy too.
Aladdin. Yeah. See, the Gemara asked the Shaila on this time. Rav Shimon says, he disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says that you're permitted to bring on the Dharma and the Dabas even on Yontif Mamish, not on a Chalamoid. He holds even on Yontif as Mutter, and when you bring those on Dharma and the Dabas, you can be able to Dechavas Simcha, because the Kohanim, Yotim Dechavasim, the Psachatos, the Psaroshim. However, in Yotibai Dechavasim, Mishum Chagiga. Craig the Gemara, of course, everybody's masking to that. What is he adding on over here? This price has each of the three Tanoim says something that the others don't agree to. Everybody's saying something new. They're not just rehashing dinim that everybody's masking. Everybody's masking this Mishnayis. The price is quoting something special about the Tosefta. This price is quoting things that are special. What's so special about that? So the Gemara has on the bottom of the Yoma, the last three lines, Pshita, the statement that Rav Lozab, Reb Shimon made, that if you are bringing your carbon, you are in the Dharma and the Davis, you cannot be Yetzi Yedechai Boscha of Chagigah. Frag the Gemara, there's no one going to debate that. Everybody agrees to that. Davis Yedechai Bohu, he took a nether to bring the carbon, and when it comes Shalosh Agolim, he's to bring another carbon. So he can't pay two debts with the same payment. Davis Yedechai Bohu, and a boy, Elam and Achulim, you have to pay from your own money. And for the Gemara, what it means is, like Tzvicha, the Chiddush of Abba's Reb Shimon is the Af Agav de Parish. What if the fellow said, Hare Olai Lahavi Korban Toido? And I want to kill two birds with one stone. That's what he says, Melechat Chila, when he took upon himself the neder to bring the Korban Toido. He said, I pledge to bring a Korban Toido, but I want to be Yotze to Chiyuv, I want to be Yotze the Chiyuv Chagige with the Chiyuv Toido. So the Gemara says that's what the Tana must be driving at. We assume he must be trying to tell us something new that we wouldn't have known on our own. That's what he's driving at. Avagav the Parish, even though he said explicitly at the time of Kabbalah Sanhedrin, and in later generations, where did we get such an Ein Father? That's what Rav Shimon is talking about. Because in later years, this was a discussion between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. So looking back in retrospect, they said, oh, now we know Pshat in the Tosefta. He had this line in the Tosefta, and we're not sure what Rav Shimon is driving at. It's the Sefta and Chagiga. Now we know. What if the man says, Hare Alai Toido, I accept upon myself a neder to bring a carbon Toido, and I also want to kill two birds with the Eitzabed de Chagiga. What's the din? Or similar. Man says, Hare Ni Nozir, accepts upon himself a neder Naziris, and at the end of the neder Naziris, he has to bring all the carbonas. And he says, but one of the karbonas that you bring at the end is a shlomim, shalmei nozir. So he says, va'agaleach, agaleach means I want to bring the karbonas on his ears. He has to shave off all his hair with a razor when he's finished with the Naziris. So he says, and at the end, when I finish, I want to bring the Korban Shlomim from my Sasheni Dika money. My Sasheni money is supposed to bring to Yerushalayim, Lachatchila to buy food, but the Mishnah has Lachatchila to buy Shlomim. To buy Shlomim Lachatchila. So he says, I accept upon myself an Eder Naziris with one hitch. He can't say I want to be a Nazir only for 5 days. Minimum is 30 days. You can't say I want to be a Nazir, I don't want to bring Korban. You have to bring Korban. But he says, I want to be a Nazir, I'm going to bring the Korbanis, and the Shalmei Nazir, I want to be Yotze, by using my Sasheni money, which the Mishnah recommends I should bring the money to Mishlam by Shlomim, I want that my Sasheni money to be used for the Shalmei Nazir. So Rabbi Yechanan answered, Mahu, Shlok Hashem, what's the din? Rabbi Yechanan answered, in both cases, it doesn't help the fact that he made such a condition.
So
does not help.
Or the Naziris is not
chal. No, the Naziris is chal, and he has to spend separate money for that and separate money for that. But Rashi and Tosfos are quick to explain, we'll have to learn this next week. Rashi and Tosfos are quick to explain that it all depends how he worded it. Sometimes he can get away with murdering it. It depends how he worded it. So we're going to have to spend some time to figure out why does it depend on how he worded it.
The fact that he said on the condition that I can bring it,
good, we'll have to talk about it. He didn't say almanaz. We'll have to talk about that soon. Okay. Kovatoda, we mentioned, that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Perakat Toda. I think we spoke last week. Rashi's opinion is Abot Tzvichim, those four people are obligated to bring a Korban Toda. And whoever wants to bring, whoever never experienced the four is optional. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos' shita is Abot Tzvichim, those only means he's obligated to say Brichas Hagonim. But no one is ever obligated to bring a Korban Toda. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the Din Derais. In today's Sedra, the beginning of Parshas Emor, so the Chumash says that Kohanim are forbidden to be metame lemeis unless it's one of the seven relatives, and then it says if it's his mother, his father, it says his sister, lo yitama, to the sister he's metame. So the Tanoim have a machlokes on the in Sota Gimel and Aleph. This machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel lived after the Churban Abayis. The Gemara says in Zvachim that this machlokes in Zvachim Daf Kuf. This machlekes was already repeated. This was Bizman Abayis. All the machlekes and Abayi Verovei. Rabbi Yechon Meish Lokish. It didn't come, it didn't begin in the days of Rabbi Yechon Meish Lokish. These were all debated in every generation. They repeated the same machlekes over and over and over again.
And they were decided.
It
wasn't decided.
Yeah. And even if in one generation was decided one way, in next generation they can change back and forth. Every generation they have to pass in again. So this was an alta machlekes. How do you reap shat lo yitam? Lo yitam means it's permissible. If a kohen wants to be metamic to the seven relatives he may, if he doesn't want to, he can abstain from going to the funeral. Or do we say no? Lo yitam, rishus. Rabbi Shmuel holds it permissible. Rabbi Kiva says no. Lo yitam achayva. He's obligated to be metamic to the zayin kohen. So the Gemara says that's how we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Lo yitam achayva. And now with bizman abayis, it was such a machlekes. It was already a kohen, Yosef HaKohen. His wife died and didn't want to be metamic. They forced him to be mitame to his wife. So that pasuk lo yitama is a mitzvah. That's how we paskin to minyan mitzvah. Tosfos says, Tosfos in the Ramban says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're missing a mitzvah from the Taryag mitzvahs. There's no lo yitama. It's a heter, but it's not a mitzvah.
The other two other machlokes are the same way.
Right. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're missing three mitzvahs. Tosfos says, you're missing three mitzvahs. So Tosfos says, he'll get some other mitzvahs. He'll substitute another three mitzvahs instead. So we pass from like Rebbe Kiva. This is Parechim, so it's one of the mitzvahs. And the same from mitzvah, lo yitama, a mitzvah that the kohen is mechuyah, whether he likes it or not, it's a chayv, he's mechuyah to be mitame to the zayin kohen. Then the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Aruch HaZakeh, included in this mitzvah is also the mitzvah for anybody to observe Avelus. The Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim and the Mechaber paskins like that Avelus Yom Rishon is their ice. The Ramah paskins with Ashkenazim that there's no Avelus, that's their ice. All Avelus is only the Rabban. Aninus is their ice. That an Oinen is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. Chalta b'yoydim imen is not permitted to do hakrovat karbonis, not allowed to eat karbonis. That's a din deraisa. That's psukim and chumash. But that an ovel is not allowed to wear leather shoes, is not allowed to take a bath and all that. So there are more paskins that everything is in gansin with the rabbanon. But the mechaber paskins like the shitas harifa haramam and the goyim and all the chachmas for it, that avelus yam rishin is deraisa. There is some avelus deraisa. Where is there a pasuk in chumash that says that there's a mitzvah to observe avelus? So the Ramban says, the Rambam writes, this is the mitzvah, lo yitama. What do you mean lo yitama? Why is the kohen mechuyev to be mitame lemeisim, to design kroivim? That's his way of demonstrating avelus. That's a chelik of the mitzvah avelus. Even though this pasuk happens only to be speaking about tumim, it doesn't talk about bathing, it doesn't talk about leather shoes, it doesn't talk about everything else. But included in the pasuk is the mitzvah of avelus. Then the Gemara goes further. We learned the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chav. The Gemara says there is a din of Kavod Abriyas. You have to show Derech Eretz for all living people, and even people who are dead. There's a din of Kavod Achaim and there's a din of Kavod Amesim. The din of Kavod Achaim is more common than the din of Kavod Amesim. So where is the marker for the institution of Kavod Abriyas and Yimuchim to show Kavod? So the Gemara says the marker is this pasuk. It says Lo Yitama goes on a person who died already. It says the Kohanim have to show respect for the seven relatives who died. Everybody has to show respect. But if the Kroivim don't go to the funeral, so this is a bizoyim, that's an embarrassment. So we insist the Kroivim must go even if they're Kohanim. So this Pasuk is not only the mocker for Nihu Gavelus. This Pasuk, the Gemara says, is the mocker for the whole institution of Kavod Abriyas. The state of Kavod Abriyas is that we believe that every person is created with Tzelem Elokim. B'nai Yisrael are even more. B'nai Yisrael are bonim lamokim. That's more than Tzelem Elokim. But every person has created the Tzelem Elokim. So you have to show kavod. So there's no mitzvah to show kavod to a bas of Adam, but the bas of Adam represents the Tzelem Elokim. Unless the person is such a mushchos, he's such a balaveret that it's like he destroyed his own Tzelem Elokim. He destroyed his whole status as bonim lamokim. Then the Gemara says, Nasi b'yamcha loy so'or v'yisem ma'yisamcha. The whole meaning of giving kavod to other people only applies if the person is basically a decent person, a religious person. He's a Hitler. So what's like Kavod Abriyas? He represents the evil. He doesn't represent, you don't see any Tzelem Elokim on him. You don't see any, and that's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. How much of a mushchas does the person have to be? Let's say he's a professional smuggler. He's a professional, he's the town ganef. But everything else is an upkehit in a yeet. He keeps everything up. There are people like that, and there always were people like that in all the generations. They're observed, but there's one area where they don't keep. So that's the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. How much of a balaver do you have to be that it's called Deino Isa Maisa Amcha, that you have no mitzvah of Kovid? So what if he's a... Some once in a while he talks Lashon Hara, it's called Deino Isa Maisa Amcha. So that's a discussion in Achrayim. How chomer does it have to be? Ein oisem ma'isamcha means he's a mumah dina ka'akum. He violates so much that he's already dina ka'akum with respect to some halachos. And he says he doesn't even have to be mumah dina ka'akum, as long as he is in violation of chamuris. Let's say he always has to do with eishes ishim. He always has to do with it. It's a violation of Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is the Krisis and Mises Bezna. He violates Shabbos, let's say. He violates Chelim Adam. So some Achrenim hold, he doesn't have to be a Mumah Dina Ka'akum, even if he's in violation of Chamuris. And others talk, even if he's only a professional Ganef. And the Shach has that Sestira in Yeridei. How do you pass on this? What's the degree of Ein Oiz Demaisa Amcho that there's no union of Kovit? Like he destroyed his Tzelem Elokim. He was so metashtish at Tzelem Elokim that it's not no union of giving him kavod. But the basis of all the kavod abriyas is this pasuk lo yitama, that even by a mace, even kavod amesim, kavod achaim, and the basis of the whole thing is the Tzelem Elokim that the person has. When you look at a person, he's supposed to see a Tzelem Elokim. Unless he was so mezalzel in it, then it's ain't oisem maisa amcha, so there's no union to give kavod.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago, you raised the question.
Last week we learned the Gemara on Yud Chesed Amud Beis on the second line. The Gemara says, the Hani Tanoi ki Hani Tanoi. The following precept that they're going to quote, starting and based on Yutes on the day, on the second line from the top. So the Gemara says that we have a bright that presents an obscure machlokes hatanaim. We're not sure what they're arguing about. And the Gemara is going to that time shot. It's going to come out that this is the nekudas hamachlokes. This is one aspect of the machlokes, whether one is permitted to be makir nedarim in adavis on yontif. It means like this: a shalmei chagiga to bring on yontif that they shama b'sil botuk, that is permissible. Shalmei chagiga. That's a special mitzvah to bring on Yontif. That's it's only on Shavuot Shigolim. Chagos Amosel Chagol Hashem means to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. What about Stam? A person took a neder to bring a Shlomim, or he was Magdish Harizu is an Adova, Hare Alai is a neder, and then he comes to the Orva Regal. Is he permitted to be Makriv that Shlomim of Nedarim and Adovas? Is that allowed on Yontif or not? So the Gemara says that this is a Machlekes Hatanaim. That's what we left off on the second line from the top of New Testament days. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. An Omid Aleph, the Gemara says all the time. Right, that's how it says on Omid Aleph, the Rehakal ain't created me young. But then the Gemara said there was another Braisa that seems to contradict that. The Gemara says, correct, it's Taka and Mechurish and Machlek is Tanoim. We have a Braisa where it's spelled out, where you have the both Tanoim disagreeing with each other. So we started the Braisa, the Tanya, Emevin, Karbin, Toyda, Bechaga, Matzit, and Bechamit, Shibot. You only bring, it says in Chumash that when you bring a Karbin in the Beis HaMikdosh, you're not, Loisei Yofa Chomitz, you're not allowed to make it into Chomitz, not a Mincho, and Lechem HaPorim that you bring every Shabbos, it's all Lechem HaPorim, also has to be, everything has to be Matzah, with only two exceptions to the rule. On Shavuos, when you bring the Shtei Lechem, so the Shtei Lechem has to be Davke Chomet Teofeno, has to be Davke Chomet. And here the Toido, a regular Shlomim has no Lechem at all. But if it's a Shalmei Toido, Kifsei Atzeres, yeah, so that comes in conjunction with the Shtei Lechem. Right, so that Shtei Lechem has to be Chomet. When you bring a Korban Toido, so you bring 40 Chalas with it, four different minim, 10 of four different minim. 10 times 4 is 40. So 10 out of those, one of the minim is all chametz, and the other three minim are matzah. So the Braisa says that on Pesach there's a din about your rabbi matzah. He can't own chametz, he can't eat chametz. So obviously you don't bring a korban toidah, not on Yontif Pesach, not on Chalamay Pesach. In Moriah, obviously you don't bring a korban toidah on Pesach. You need a tan and the Braisa to say that. So we learned last week, the Gemara says no, it's referring to Erev Pesach. Not only are you forbidden to bring a korban toidah on Pesach, even Erev Pesach in the morning when you're permitted to eat chametz, unless you plan to have a siyum for Tainas Pchoiris, and everybody's going to participate, they're all going to eat, and Yerushalayim, let's say, so you've got to bring a korban toidah and serve everybody the chametz chalas. And then you're not allowed to because of the issue of emedim kachim beis apsul, because you're memayik in this man ha'achila. Because normally a korban toidah may be eaten yom v'layla at chatzos, and here you cannot eat it after 10:30, 11:30 in the morning. You're limiting this man ha'achila very much. So that's a violation of the din of emedim kachim beis apsul. Because we discussed last week the din of mishmeres tremoisad, and the din Rashi writes in full in that base. That a kalvachayma that it applies to korbanos, which is a din of mishmeres on truma, is certainly there should be a din of mishmeres on korbanos, which have a higher level of kedusha than truma. So this is a violation of mishmeres. You're not being careful. You bring in the korban in such a way that you may cause it to become nifsal belina. So you're not allowed. So that's what the first time it says. You're not permitted to bring a korban toida not on Pesach, not on Chalamot Pesach, and not on Erev Pesach. The Lobat Seres, you're not permitted to bring a Korban Toida on Shavuot, Mitnei Shehu Yontif. And on Yontif, there is no Chalamayda on Shavuot. So it's only on Yontif. So you're not allowed to bring a Korban Toida on Yontif because it's in the Dorm and the Dovis. So the Tanakhama says, Betherish, you're not permitted to be marked in the Dorm and the Dovis on Yontif. Of all which of the Shalosh Shugolim are you permitted to bring a Korban Toida? Maybe you're in Pedosa, the Chagasukas. Which part of Chagasukas? Obviously the Chalamayda. Not a Yontav. Yontav Chagas Sukkis is going to be the same as Yontav Chagas Shavuot that you're not allowed. Reb Shimon, Aimer Reb Shimon, is that he's disagreeing with something. Otherwise, it would say Omer Shimon. Shimon only means that he's disagreeing with the previous Tana. Arehuayimah, the pasuk seems to make a connection, a hekesh. V'chag ha-matzah, v'chag ha-shavuz, v'chag ha-tzukah, it's a tatsushtel, a connection. Kol shavuz, v'chag ha-matzah, bo v'chag ha-shavuz, v'chag ha-tzukah. Kol shaloid, bo, whatever, you cannot be makriv. On Pesach, you cannot be makriv on chag ha-shavuz and chag ha-tzukah. So that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? You're not allowed to bring, there's a hekesh. So the hekesh means as the same did. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toid on Pesach because of chametz. So what did Nami? You're not allowed to bring a carbon toid on chalamayt sukkot. Why? There's no bal yiru on chalamayt sukkot. There's a diminity to chametz.
What? You learn a lot of things in comparison.
Yeah, but it's...
That makes sense. You mean this... yeah, the hekesh means chamishasach, chamishasach, zera shava. That means that there's a mitzvah to eat in sukkot on the first night of Sukkot, and the rest of Sukkot, if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat in Sukkot. That's the same as Pesach, that the first night there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and the rest of Pesach, if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat matzah. And then you say it, that Pesach, on Leil Sukkot, it has to be Kazayis Dogon, you have to eat a Tekad Achilles Kras, you make a Zereshova that it should be meaningful. But the Shad is over here, what does the hekesh mean? Whatever korban may not be brought, kol shaloi bo b'chag ha-matzah. Whatever korban may not be brought on Pesach, may not be brought on. Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. Over there, you made a tzushta.
There's
a mitzvah sachila leil sukkot similar to the mitzvah sachila on leil Pesach. But here it's on seichel. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean you can't do it? So the Gemara is going to have to make sense out of this. And the Rav Lazar of Rav Shimon is the son of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon by Chol. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, he disagrees with his father, and he says, "May the Yodim Taydosai b'chag asukis, the Yotzei bo yidechai basa mishum, simcha ben yotzei bo yidechai basa mishum chagigim." We'll have to take care of the second line. He says, "You are permitted to bring a carbon Taydor on Sukkot." That's not the same as the Tanakhama. Tanakhama also said, "You're not allowed to bring a carbon Taydor on Pesach because it's chometz, bal yiroi, nisar achila." You cannot bring a carbon toida on Shavuos because there is no chalamayit. It's not yontif. And carbon toida is in Dharma and Adobis. But Tanakhama says he may bring a carbon toida on chalamayit sukkis. It comes from Blood of Rav Shimon. It says the same thing. Maybe Yodim Tadas of the Chagas sukkis. The second part we'll get to. So what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says this is the machlokes. Tanakhama says he can only bring it on chalamayit sukkis. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon says you can even bring the carbon tide on Yontif Sukkot. And this is the machlokes, whether Dharma and Adobis may be offered on Yontif or not. He may bring it on Shavuos also. So the Gemara is going to ask, why does he chop on Sukkot, Ola Zavim Shavuos? And it'll be clearer. Sukkot, you make a mistaken thing, that only means Chalamoy. Ola Zavim Shavuos. So the Gemara is going to say what he's driving at. The Gemara is going to say that in Rosh Hashanah on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph there is a discussion of the topic of Balta Akhir. There's a din when a person takes a neder, how does it say, Mutzvah Sechot Tishnov Yosin Sekasha Nadarta Lashem Elkach Amadova Kasha Dibarta Defichot. If you took a neder, you have to fulfill your neder. And then it says, Los Achel L'shal Mekidor Shidrushen Hashem Elkach Amimoch. You have to bring the carbon within a reasonable time. How much is a reasonable time? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, different opinions. So the Gemara says like this: loisa achal shalma za loisa esther. That's a law. Loisa acher. If you wait too long, you're in violation of the loisa esther. Loisa achal shalma. Leaving alone the loisa esther for a minute. In addition to the law, there's an esther. The pasuk says when you come to boila regal on shalva shigolim uvasa shomer vadesim shomer. It says when you come to the boila regal, you should bring all the karbanas that you happen to have around the house. So let that person has a carbon, and he's supposed to be on the regal now for Pesach or for Shavuot or for Sukkot, the next Yontif, and he goes to Yerushalayim and he does not bring the carbon. So the mitzvah says, "Hatoshenai v'gidem." It says, "Avos Hashem v'avesim Shem." When you come to the on the regal, you should bring with you whatever carbonus you have around the house. If he doesn't bring the carbon, so he's already in violation of the mitzvah says. So should I assume that the violation of the lois essay is identical with the violation of the essay? Should I say that lois ha'achel shalma, the lav, is also regal rishon, the first one of the shalma shagolim that comes, and you're supposed to go to Yerushalayim, so if you don't bring with you all the karbonas that you have, you're in violation of the essay, in violation of the lois essay. So in Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalet, that's a machlokes ha'tanaim. So one Tana says yes, Rav Meir's opinion, yes, since Regel Rishon, the first Regel that comes, is the Zman for the essay, Uvasa Shama Ba'alaitim Shama, so that's the Zelba Zman for the Lois essay. Lois Achal Shama means you shouldn't wait till after Regel Rishon. When it comes to the first Regel, the Shal Shogolik. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't count because you don't have to be Oyla Regel, you don't have to go to Yerushalayim. But the Shal Shogolik means you have to be Oyla Regel, that's what it means, to go by foot, to walk up from the Har HaBayis into the Azare. So whenever you mechuyev to come, you're supposed to bring the korbanos, and if you didn't bring, you're mevatel the mitzvah, and you're oivan the loses. All the other tanoim disagree. They think that to violate the loses of lo sa'achal l'shama, you have to have a longer period of time. They don't think that it depends on the regulation. So the most popular opinion is that it depends on sholosh regolim. Where they get the amgechap sholosh regolim? Because the pasuk says in one place, and not exactly, but you're putting together different sukkim from different locations in the Chumash in different places. So if you put it together, you get the impression Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaSukkos, if you waited all the Shalosh Regolim. If a whole, let's say the person now is Tzviratah, if the person is Mafra Shekorban now, so he's supposed to bring in Shavuot. If he doesn't bring in Shavuot, he's already Mevatel and Mitzvah, but also Shama Ba'beis and Shama. And if he doesn't bring in Sukkot, and then he doesn't bring in Pesach, so you have three Regolim in a row, so then it's a violation of Lois Da'aka, if you have Shalosh Regolim.
Consecutive.
Right, so then the Gemara says this Tana Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Baichoy. The Tana that we just read, and it didn't make any sense. Reb Shimon sounds like he says, whatever korban cannot be brought on Pesach for whatever reason, may not be brought on Sukkot. What do you mean for whatever reason? Pesach he can't bring a korban to because it's Chometz, Bal Yeroyah. Sukkot there's no dinner Bal Yeroyah. How can you make a Tushtel? It makes a Hekesh. Kol Shabbat B'chag HaMatzot, Bo B'chag Sukkot. Kol Shalom Bo B'chag HaMatzot, Ina Bo B'chag Sukkot, doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara is that design Pshat, he means, Reb Shimon means to say what he said there in Rosh Hashanah, what they quoted in his name. Reb Shimon's opinion is that in order to violate the Lois Esser, of Lois Acha, you have to have the Shalom Shigolim Kisidron, it has to go in order. So it doesn't mean he does not mean to say, Kol Shaloi Bo B'chag HaMatzis, Eina Bo B'chag HaSukkos, it doesn't mean any korban which you're forbidden to offer on Pesach for whatever reason, namely Chometz, you're forbidden to bring on Sukkos. On Atama, it doesn't make any sense. It means a different word. Kol Shaloi Bo B'chag HaMatzis, if you weren't mechuyev to bring it because you didn't mafrish it yet, if you weren't mafrish the korban yet before Pesach, you will mafrish the korban during Sfirah, after Pesach. So you have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos, Sukkos. You have another three Yom Tovim. You have to have Sholosh Regolim Kisidron. It has to go in order. Pesach, the first one being Pesach. Yes.
This
person
has a little about a year
and a half. Correct?
Five,
so almost 2 years. Right. Pesach Sheni, there's no Chiyuv Aliyah Regel. Yeah. Pesach Sheni is only for those who didn't bring Pesach Rishma. It's not a din of Aliyah L'Rego. You're not yet to the mitzvah. Let's say someone didn't bring Pesach Rishma, he comes Pesach Sheni. He doesn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga with the Oil Asriya. He doesn't bring. Yeah.
Isn't it counted?
Isn't it
counted
as a separate Yom Kippur? No. It's only Pesach Shua Sukkis. When Atzeres is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, let's say in order to violate Bal Ta'acher, he has to wait all the Shalosh Regolim. Let's say Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and the last Yantif is Sukkos, and it's already Chalamoid, and he still didn't bring the Korban. So when is the Yoyver on Bal Ta'acher? When it comes the last minute of Hoshana Rabbah. So Sukkis is over, so he's already in violation of Bal Ta'acher. Or do you say no? Since Min HaTeres Hota Shaychis with Sukkis, it's considered as if Sukkis is not yet over until after Shmini HaTeres is over. So he's not in violation of Bal Ta'acher until after Motzoi Shmini HaTeres. So that, as far as I point out, that's a Mefurish and Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban didn't relate to the Rambam. He doesn't.
Yeah.
That's another question. That's what we spoke about
yesterday.
Yeah. He claims that that's called Zmana Kavua. But even if he can't bring the korban on Shmini Atzeres, the question is, officially, when is he in violation of Bal Ta'acher? When it comes to the last minute of Hoshana Rabbah, and he say no. We can predict he's going to be in violation because he can't bring the korban tomorrow because it's Yantar. So we can predict, but he didn't violate Bal Ta'acher yet until after Matzoi Shmini Atzeres.
Remember the Rambam once said by the Beilis that Shmini Atzeres
does not cancel Shloisha.
Because there's no chol in between the Chol Moed and the next Yontif, so it can't be break. It can't break. In other words, it doesn't count like the third.
Right. The Gemara has it in. Let's say someone starts Shiva before Rosh Hashanah. It comes Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah cancels Shiva. Comes Yom Kippur cancels Shloisha. Or let's say someone starts Shiva before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur cancels Shiva. And Sukkot cancels Shloisha. So what if someone starts Shiva before Sukkot? So should you say Sukkot cancels Shiva and Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'fnei Atzmo cancels Shloisha or no? So in the piyut that we say, piyut that some people say, a lot of people don't say, Kolel Shmini Atzeres, so Tosis quotes in Sukkot, Tosis quotes the piyut that it says that Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Avelus. So Tosis says it's not true. The din is not true. All the Rishonim say it's against the Gemara. Huh? It counts as a week.
Week takes a week. Okay, so it's a battle epis.
Okay. Some of that's what Tosis says. Yeah. Counts as a week.
It's a week off.
The Gemara says that one who died right before Sukkot, so when Sukkot comes in, it cancels Shiva. And Sukkot itself counts as Shiva. That's another seven. Then Shmini Atzeres counts as another seven. It's already 21. Then Simchas Torah is another day, 22. So you only have 8 days left. That's a Gemara.
No,
that's what the Gemara says. What the Hezber is a good question. The Gemara says that Sukkot cancels Shiva. When it comes Sukkot,
Shiva.
No, the Gemara says when Sukkot enters, it cancels Shiva. So you only have.
They have 7 days in Yantif.
Then Sukkot itself counts as 7 days.
They have
7 days
in
Yantif. Which means Atzeres itself counts as 7 days. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. The Tosis asked that question. But that is the din. Whatever the Hezber is, that is the din. That Shmini Atzeres does not cancel Shloshim. If Sukkot cancels Shiva, whatever the explanation, the Rosh quotes different explanations, the Shmini Atzeres does not cancel the Shloshim. Here the Gemara says that that's what Rab Shimon is driving at. Because the way it says in the Braisa, it cannot be. Because the Bal Yerod is Chometz, which you can't bring on Pesach, so you can't bring it on Sukkot. It doesn't make any sense. Why can't you can have a house full of Chometz on Sukkot? On Sukkot, we eat Chometz on Sukkot. What's wrong? The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. Kol Shaloi bought any korban which was not prepared yet. I wasn't yet Magdish the korban before Pesach comes. I don't have to rush to bring it b'chaga Shavuot to b'chaga Sukkot. I got plenty of time. I got all the time in the world. There's no need to rush to bring it. That's how the Gemara says. Here, you see the Rashi. Take a look in the wide lines of Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line, Kloima. The line begins with the word, the wide lines. It says Kloima. What does it mean? And it's Tzorach La'avia. If you weren't Makdish the Korban until after Pesach was over, he's got plenty of time, no rush. He's got another year and a half, got plenty of time, no rush to bring it. That's the famous Shvera Rashi. You see, the star leads you to Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the million Ashas. He tells you to look in the Chubas of the Chacham Tzvi, where he has the obvious kasha. We just said before that there's an essay and there's a loisa. The essay of Avotah Shama, Vavesim Shama, you're in violation, regal Rishon. Right away you're in violation of the Yeseh. When is one in violation of the Lois Yeseh? Of Lois Achal Shalmoy. So that's the Hagamsa Machloikis. So Rav Meir says, Regal Rishon, the same Shia for the Yeseh is the Shia for the Lois Yeseh of Lois Achal Shalmoy. And we passed in Shalosh Regolim. So even if you say that like Rav Shimon, that Shalosh Regolim Kisidron or whatever Shalosh Regolim, what do you mean? Ain't it Tzorach La'avio?
Yeah.
Of course Tzorach La'avio. You'll be mevatel in its recessive. How does Rashi write? Ain't it tzorach la'avio? The Gemara doesn't say that you don't have to. The Gemara is talking about the lois essay. The Gemara is not talking about the essay. But Rashi adds, ain't it tzorach la'avio? There's no behola, there's no rush, got another year and a half to go. There's no need to rush. How can he say there's no need to rush? What happened to the essay? That's what Rabbi Kiveger is referring to that kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua and our daf quotes this kasha also from the Chacham Tzvi. Pnei Yeshua is before Rabbi Kiveger. He quotes the kasha also from the Shuvas Chacham Tzvi. And he gives a suggestion, a questionable suggestion. He says that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on that daf, the Avdalit says that there is a violation of Lois Achal Shalmo in two cases. let's say Achrish Veloy Akriv. He set aside the korban and he never brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Afrish. He was Mafrish the korban, Veloy Akriv. He didn't offer it under his bear. What about Omar Veloy Afrish? He took a neder, hare, I like to bring a shlomim, and he waits a year and a half till he's Magdash. So the Gemara learns Achim Sukim, in both cases there's a violation of Baltach. Doesn't make a difference whether Omar Veloy Afrish or Afrish Veloy Akriv. So the Pnei Yeshua wants the tool for Achidish to farem for the Rashi, Psapeladike Rashi. So he says, maybe that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah happens to be talking about the Loisa, the Balta Acher, Loisa Acher L'Shalma, so maybe that's only on Loisa Acher. But as far as the Essay is concerned, the Rosh Hashanah V'Habesim Shama, so that only applies if Afrish V'Loy Akriv. If you have the korban sitting around the house and you didn't bother to bring it with you, but let's say he was not yet Machrish the korban. He said, Hare Alai to bring a Shlomim, and he has another year and a half to violate Baal Ta'acher. The Rashi holds that there is no essay of a Vasa Shama Baal Eitim Shama. There's no rush, ain't a tzorach lahavi. It doesn't have to be Mafrish. Okay. Right, correct.
And that, so the question is, so I don't understand, when does the nether become Mafrish? It's always on him.
He says Hare Alai. Says Hare Alai. Says he doesn't bring the carbon. Shalosh Golan says by didn't bring the carbon, then it's in violation of Lo Sacher. But what about if the regulation comes and he didn't bring the carbon? Is he in violation of the Esser? Even if he wasn't yet Mafish, what's the deal? Let's say he said Hare Zu, he was Mafish. So that's the essay of Vasa Shama Vavesim Shama. That is the essay. But it never says explicitly in the Gemara that there's a Bikul Mitzvah essay if it's Omar Veloyafish. He said Hare Alai to bring a Shlomim, to bring an Oilah, and he didn't bring a regular Rishon. So the Pnei Yeshua is Matrik. He says that's what Rashi's talking about. Omar Hare Alai, Rashi's talking about Hare Alai. He said, I accept upon myself to bring a Korban Shlomim, Korban Taida, Korban Oila, whatever it is, and it comes Regal Rishon, you're not mechuyev to bring it. The only din that you have to worry about is Baal Ta'acher. You don't have to worry about the Esther of Vasa Shoma Vavesim Shoma. The Loshon HaPasuk of Vasa Shoma Vavesim Shoma only applies if you were already mafrish the Korban, then you have to hustle to demakrev it before the Regal Rishon is up. But if you just accepted an edit, but you weren't mafrish it yet, so then there's no essay. There's only a lois essay of lois
achar.
No. Why violate it? Not dvarm shebalei. No, he said it there. Hare alai lahavi shlamim.
So why?
Because the pasuk reads like that. The pasuk says, "Uvos hashem b'varesim shor olaseichem zidcheichem."
Something.
It talks about something concrete, bringing with you the thing. Right, he doesn't violate the essay just because he didn't bring it. That's what he wants to say, Rashi.
And my question is, why did that happen? What is that based upon? Why is there a difference between Afrish and you didn't bring it, or instead you said it and didn't?
Right, so that's based on the mashmois of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Uvasa shama vavesim shama olaseichem zidcheichem." It's talking about something that already is. You should bring the thing, the tangible object, bring the thing that you already set aside. But that you already have designated. But if you didn't designate it yet, so there's nothing to bring yet. That's the suggestion to Faran Fader Rashi. So this is how the Gemara Zeth designed the Pshat. Because the way Rav Shimon sounds like he says it doesn't make any sense at all. Because he can't bring a Korban Toida on Pesach because of Chomei. So he can't bring it on Chalom Moed Sukkos, makes no sense at all. So the Gemara reinterprets. He doesn't go, I'm not bringing it. He goes, I'm not being obligated to bring it. If you weren't mechuyev to bring it on Pesach because you weren't mafrish it yet, you didn't take the netter yet, then there's no Baal Ta'acher when it comes to Shavuot and Sukkot, because you got a full year. You have a full year, the Shalosh will go in Kisidron. So once the Gemara interprets that that's what's going on in the Braisa, then they say Rav Lozav Rav Shimon. Rav Lozav Rav Shimon was the third time as the son of Rav Shimon, and he disagrees with the Tanakam. He says, maybe Yodim Toidosa B'chag HaSukkos. You can bring it on Yontif. No, what kind of chalamoy? Tanakam says you can only bring the carbon toid on chalamoy. The Dorman and Adavis are not kareis. The Yontif comes to Rav Zeb Shimon disagrees. Says the Dorman and Adavis are kareis on Yontif also. The Vasa Ta'unga Chap Sukkis, Zolazogim Shavuis, Sukkot is a little unclear. We don't know whether he means Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov. So we're saying he means Yom Tov. Zolazom Shavuos, it'll be clear. Pesach he can't bring because of Chometz. But let him say Shavuos, it'll be crystal clear. So the Gemara says he wanted to throw in, he happens to disagree with his father, Reb Shimon, and with Reb Meir and with everybody. His personal opinion of Baal Ta'achir is that it all hinges on Sukkot. If you took a neder or you mafresh a korban before Pesach, and you waited Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, then it's Baal Ta'achir. If you mafresh a korban during Sira time, then you have Shavuot, Sukkot. And if you mafresh an Erev Sukkot, then you have Sukkot, and that's it. Everything is Sukkot. How does he get that? That's the way he read the pasuk. That's what the Gemara quotes towards the bottom of the daf. The Tanya, about eight, nine lines from the bottom of the Yomim.
Tanya,
the Gemara said, the Tanya, Rav Shimon, I mean, this is from Daf Dalet in Rosh Hashanah. The whole sugya of Baal Ta'achir is in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara quotes this chunk. Rav Shimon, I'm there. When it says about Baal Ta'achir, why does it have to mention all the three Yamim Tovim? So Loma Nemar, why did it mention Sukkot? Loma Shezeh Achra. Rav Shimon holds that it has to be Sholosh Yigolim Kisidron, not Stam Sholosh Yigolim, only in this order, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. But Lazer Rav Shimon Oimer, Lazer the son of Shimon Lam, no, Loma Shezeh Goyrim. Sukkot is the whole story depends on Sukkot. It doesn't, Slamalav Lamor, the Pesach with the Shavuot is Slamalav Lamor, the whole story depends on Sukkot. So that's how the Gemara interpreted the Brice. So Kolpon, what does it come out? There is a Hanitanoi ke Hanitanoi, what the Gemara said in the second line. Well, we showed on Omen Aleph that there's a Machlekes Hatanoi, whether Ula is right or wrong, whether Beisilil will allow you, Beisilil permit you to bring, Beisilil and Beishamai both allow you to bring Shalmei Chagiga and Yonte. What about Stam Nedarim and Nedavos? That has nothing to do with the Chagigah. So that's a Machlokes Satanayim. What would Beis Hillel say? So on Amud Beis, it's Mefurish in the Machlokes Satanayim. So that's the one dispute that they have is about whether Nedarim and Nedavos are Korim and Yom Tov or not. And then the other dispute they have is regarding Baal Ta'achir. How long does one have to dilly-dally in order to violate Baal Ta'achir? So Reb Shimon says, Tanakama says, Sholosh Regalim in any order. Reb Shimon says Shalosh are going to Sidron, and Rav Lozer, but Reb Shimon holds it all depends on Sukkot. That's the third. That's the second Machlokes Hatanoim. There's a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos when the Rambam quotes this din of Baal Ta'achir in the Lois Essay. So he says, you're not allowed to wait Sholos Shigolim. He passes them the way we do. Sholos Shigolim does not have to be Kisidron. Not like Rav Shimon, like the general opinion. Therefore, Sheet, because Ramei holds Regal Rishon, is Baal Ta'achir. And we pass them Sholos Shigolim, Matidah Shloi Kisidron. Rav Shimon says Sholos Shigolim Kisidron. Now, blood Rav Shimon says, it all depends on Sukkot. Of course, Sheet
is also on one Regal. He does it a day before Sukkot.
Yeah, that's
then
only
comes only one day.
Right. So from the four sheetahs we pass the Sholos Shigolim. So the Rambam quotes it in Sholos Shigolim, and then he says, and if anybody waits Sholos Shigolim before he brings the Karbonis, he is in violation of the essay of Motzos Masechet Tishma. He's in violation of Chol HaYetzim Mipiv Yasta. Chol HaYetzim Mipiv Yasta. How is he in violation? Let's say he pledged. The din of Baal Ta'achir doesn't only apply with respect to korbanos. One would have thought that Baal Ta'achir ought to tell Aliyah LeRegel bringing korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. What if we live, there's no Beis HaMikdash, a person pledges to give money to the shul, and he only comes to shul on high holidays, 3 days a year. So he pledged on Rosh Hashanah, and he doesn't pay it till Sukkot, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos, and all the Sholosh Gomam buy comes next year's time to buy a ticket. So the Montezach, he didn't pay the pledge from last year. So the din of the Gemara is that he's in violation of Baal Ta'achir. Baal Ta'achir doesn't only apply, even though the whole idea of the Sholosh Golem has to do with the Vos Hashama Ba'adesim Shama, being Oyla Regla, bringing Karbonis with you, but the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that the din applies to Leket, Shikra, Peya, and Tzedokah. It applies to everything. It applies to everything. And then the Gemara learns out also from the Pasuk, what if they're collecting money for a specific purpose? There are Aniyim, Kaimi Aniyim Hashto, the Aniyim are here, we're collecting the money. He pledges to give $100. So the Gemara said, they need the money this week. They have a need of the money this week. They have to buy food, they have to buy clothing, they have to buy shoes, whatever. So then the Gemara says, Yoiba Baltacha Miyad. You don't have to wait even regular Rishon. Whenever the tzedakah needs the money now, if the tzedakah has money, but they want to have more money in their bank account, so then you're only in violation of Baltacha if you wait Shalosh Shabbos. But if they need the money right now, and there's a deadline, you don't pay by the deadline, so that's the Baltacha. If you don't pay by that deadline, if the tzedakah has its own deadline, that's Baltacha. If the tzedakah has no deadline, they got time, so then the Torah gives the deadline is the Shalosh Shabbos. Yeah, most chitim. So they needed to distribute before Pesach.
Right.
Unless the shul has other funds and they'll lay out the money, and then you say, then you're not over beyond. Okay. So the Rambam writes a strange thing. The Ramban picked it up. The Ramban comments on the side, but the Ramban is not there by the Loises. There, you won't find anything. The Ramban is in the Minyan HaEsen. The Rambam lists off as a mitzvah sestay to keep your pledges. If a person took a neder, not to smoke cigarettes or not to eat potato chips or whatever, took a neder, took a shul, whatever. But they took a nidre harshus about smoking cigarettes, they took a nidre govoya to donate money to the tzedakah, or to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, with a nidre harshus and nidre govoya. So the Rambam writes, that's all one mitzvah, not to violate what you pledge. The Ramban, chapter the Rambam, and he says, why is it one mitzvah? These are two unrelated things. By nidre harshus, it's an essay that appears in Tarshish, the Matos, that says, so the Ramban says that's an Iser essay. If you do eat potato chips, you're over on the nether. But if you don't eat potato chips, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah. The Shmat Miyod and Abshasech. The stomach's unhealthy, he's overweight. So that's why he took the nether not to eat the potato chips. It's a different mitzvah. But it's not a keel essay of is an Iser essay. That's what we call a lava bomb machalala essay. If you eat the potato chips, then you'll be over. But he says the other essay that's in Chumash Devarim, where's the Kiseitze, I think? Motzer Sasecha Tishmav Yasisa Kasha Nadaka Lashem Okecha Nadova Kasha Dibarta Beficho, that goes on Nidri Gavoya. If he pledges to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he pledges to give Tzedakah, Motzer Sasecha Tishmav Yasisa Kasha Nadaka Lashem Okecha Nadova goes on the Dibre Mitzvah, not on potato chips. Then the woman gets angry, she's not going to daven in the shul. Take her neder, she's not going to daven. She's not going to attend the bar mitzvah, she's not going to go to the Sheva Brochas. So if she doesn't go to the Sheva Brochas, then she's Mekayma Mitzvah. Not Mekayma Mitzvah, she was Neivra the Avera of Chalayet and Mepidiyasa. But the Kiyum essay of Motzah Sechot Tishma is only Kashan Adata, Lashem Alkech and Edovit. So it's atonement on Yudhi Gavoya, Nidre Mitzvah. So that's, for the Ramban chapters, the Rambam, you should have counted these as two different mitzvah essays. One is a Kiyum essay, one is an Isra essay. Then he tainas, they're very different. He tainas at the din of Balta Acher. Banas Mechadish that there are differences between the two. Not only this is an Iser essay, and that's a Kiyam essay, there are differences la locha as well. And it's Mechadish, just Kalacha Yad, no sources one way or the other. Mechadish, based on the Mashmoas HaPesuk HaMechomish, that the din of Loisach HaLashalmoy is restricted only to Nidre Gavoya. It doesn't apply to Nidre Mitzvah. For example, that's a person says, I will abstain from eating potato chips for a full month sometime in my life. And he's not holding by Aveg Gain from the belt. He has plenty of time yet to go. He doesn't plan to die in the immediate future. So does he, is there a Dilosach HaLashalmo? He has to abstain from eating the potato chips right away before Sholosh HaGolem go by?
Because he doesn't know when he's going to die.
Okay, Chashin Hashem HaYomis, that's the whole thing. But let's say he waits. He violated that and he lives Admei Abiyas HaMshan, he lives Abiyas HaGoyel, let's say. And he waited 3 years, and then he abstains from eating the potato chips after 3 years. So do you say he has only violated the din of Chashin HaLanisa, or do you say he has violated Loisach HaLashalma? So there's a Ran on the Dorim. The Ran gives that marshal. A person took a neder to abstain from cookies for a week, for a month. So the Ran says he has to hustle to do it within Sholosh HaGolem. Otherwise, it'll be in violation of Balti Acher. And Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page in the Gilgin Ashas lets you know that the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah disagrees that in the Mashmoes of the Psukim in the Chumash it would appear that Balti Acher Geit Noram by Nidre Gavoya doesn't apply to Nidre Horshus. It's not about potato chips and pretzels. It doesn't apply. So the Ramban says not only is there a difference between the two essays, that one is a Kiyum, one is an Iser essay, One is a kiyum on mitzvah tzetzei. There's a difference halacha l'maisa that a nidri harishus there's no bal ta'acher. A nidri mitzvah there is bal ta'acher. Then he gives another nafkamina. He says if the person takes a nedir that he's not going to eat potato chips, not going to eat pretzels, whatever, not going to go to this shul, he gets angry, he takes a shul. He has to say hareni noider, hareni nishba, daf after zog, and I swear, I take an oath. Whatever language he's speaking, he has to say aloshin that has the mashmois that he's going to do. Let's say the guy says hare olai oilo. He didn't say hareni noider. He didn't say I accept upon myself an obligation. He didn't say. He didn't say I promise to bring a carbon oil. He says I accept upon myself to bring a carbon oil. But he didn't say neder shvua, anything like that. So the Ramban claims there in the Sefer Mitzvah, he has halachos from the Gemara, that you don't need a loshen neder or shvua. As long as he says he wants to do it, it's binding. Why? Because there's the two different parshas in the Chumash. One is in Kiseitze, Nidri Gavoy is in Kiseitze, and Nidri Hoshus is in Matas, different dinim. Different dinim. The whole halacha that we say that a minig is binding mitam neder, as the Gemara in the Dorm says. If a person has a minig toiv, or a community has a minig toiv, that's what they run close from the Balei HaTosfos. That there are some communities where they abstain from flesh, basa v'yayin, the ganze dreivoche. We don't have that minig. We only abstain during the 9 days. And others don't even have that. The Sfarim don't even have the 9 days. This is the minig from the Balei HaTosfos. So the Ran quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos, that there were communities where they didn't eat basa v'yayin for the whole 3 weeks. So he says that, the Balei HaTosfos say that's considered a minig toiv. And the minig toiv is binding mitam neder. What do you mean minig toiv is binding mitam neder? The Gemara says only with the Rabbanon. Minig toiv is binding mitam neder is only with the Rabbanon. It's not a din min haTorah. The Chatzam Sefer, you know, the Chatzam Sefer lived at the time that the Reform movement was just starting. So the Reform first started to chepet with Menhagim. And after they chepet with the Menhagim, then they did away with dinim de Rabbanon. And next they did away with the Kofer Bika. They did away with everything. So when they started chapping the Minhagim, because the Chassam Sofer screamed, Chodesh Asim and HaTorah, not allowed to be Mishan any Minhagim. So once in a while, the Chassam Sofer has a Loshen in the Tshuva that's a little bit exaggerated. So you have the Tshuva, the Achronim point that. There's a stira to many other Tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes in one place, Dinim de Araisa are very Chomer, Sofik de Araisa Lukumer, Dinim de Rabbanan are less Chomer, Sofik de Rabbanan Lukumer. What would you say is a Din in a Sofik Minig? A minig is less than a din de rabban. If sofik de rabban lekula, kavachaymer that a sofik minig is lekula. Whatever kula is, he have a din de rabban and kavachaymer that applies. So the name minig is mitam neder, and neder is a din de raisa. A din de raisa, sofik de raisa lechumah. The sofik minig daf in gain lechumah. The Pischi Tshuva quotes from all the Chassam Sofers, but he talks about this issue. He himself talks about it. He writes this in one tshuva. There are another three tshuvas where he contradicts this. He writes a sofik in a minig. It's like a sofik on a rabbon. He goes cooler. So it's strange that Pischi Tshuva and Yeridaya, there's one simon at that minhagim. Reish Yudala, the beginning of the third chelik Yeridaya. So the Pischi Tshuva there, Reish Yudala, quotes this difficult Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. He probably why I felt it necessary to write a guzma, because of the instance that he was dealing with. Because he himself knew that a sofik minig is lakula. The Gemara says that minig mitam neder itself is only the rabbon. It's not that a minig is binding mitam neder derais. That itself is only midirabon. It's an offering gemara.
The previous observers.
No, there are different kinds of minhagim. There's a minig. There is a minig, a personal minig. I have a minig type. Then there's a community. Right. That's a community minig. Right. So we say minig is mitam neder. So the Mefarshim explain. Apparently, there are two types of nedarim mishvus. There's a neder hayochid. Then there's a neder hatzibur. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Hishbati Eschem Eros Yerushalayim. And it says three times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the Jewish people to swear about something. It's unclear what the Ribbono Shel made us with. So the Gemara in the end of Ksuvos talked about the Shalosh Shavuos. What are the three things? It says three psukim in the same Lashon. Hishbati Eschem Eros Yerushalayim Te'irim Teres Ava Chetel has something to do with Zionism. That's the Shalosh Shavuos, that the Hungarian Rabbanim were opposed to Zionism. Because of the Shalosh Shavuos, because the Gemara said the Baruch Shalom made us swear. What do you mean the Baruch Shalom made us swear? I never swore anything. The answer is our forefathers swore. What has that got to do with me? My great-great-grandfather swore he's not going to eat potato chips, so I have to suffer also. The answer is no. If it's a Shavuos HaYochid or a Neder HaYochid, it's only binding on that Yochid. If it's a Shavuos HaTzibur or a Neder HaTzibur, so it's binding on the whole Tzibur. So that's what the Achranim point out. You see, it's a Beit Yosef like that. You see, for not Gemara with the Shalosh Shavuos, but the Bessiasi quotes it from more serious Gemara. That's an Agadah. He says, he quotes it from other Gemara, says, well, that there is such a concept. There's a Shvuos HaTzibur, and there's a Shvuos HaYochid. So Min Hogim, there are two kinds. If it's a Minigah Yochid, a private person, always fair Sheni V'Chamishi, Bahab or something, or he always learns Daf Yomi, and then one year he decides, no more Daf Yomi, he wants to watch movies or something. So that's a minik toiv. So minik toiv is binding mitamna. There is mukhif to keep up the daf yoni. And if it's a minik toiv of the whole community does something beautiful, so then it's binding on everybody who's a member of that community. So what's the chiddush of a minik toiv that is binding mitamna? The book is, you normally have to have, for a neder shu, you have to have nefesh kisishova levate bisvastan. You have to pronounce it with your lips. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, and Abchavodim raised in Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Goma Beliboy, if he made up his mind he's going to do this, it's not binding yet. Because when he doesn't pronounce it with his lips, he's not mechuyev to keep the neder of the Shmuel. So the Gemara says there are several exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is Truma. It says, Menechsho Lechem Chumatchem, that Truma is called the Machshove. Even though Truma should really be an Indian of Hafloeh, a mufla samach liyish, a child the year before bar mitzvah can be mafish truma. That's how he passed him. So it shows that it's like nedarim. Right? It should be like nedarim that you need levata bisvasayim. So the pasuk says in the end of Korach, it says v'nechshav lechem chumaschem, and in me it has the additional added connotation of that truma nitelas b'machshav, that it's called b'machshav. That's one exception to the rule. And the other exception to the rule is kol nediv leivoyles heviyu. That's a pasuk in Divrei Hayom. You have a chumash also a little called in deep liba yivien or it's trumas Hashem. So the Gemara says when it comes to karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash, called in deep leiv yivien or so the neder belayv to bring karbonis is binding. What about tzedakah? So that's a big machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch passage in tzedakah. Also, let's say they're making an appeal and the person makes up his mind he's going to give $100. He never called it out. Then the next day changes his mind. He doesn't change mind wants to give more. Will allow him to give more. The Chengmai wants to give less, so that's the question. He took a nether belay. Is it binding? It's on Yeridaya and a Chashemish will be passing yes. That Zdok is the same as Korbonis, that it's binding belay. So based on that, this, and this is the real din deraisa. Kol nadiv liba yivieno, kol nadiv leivoyloi yivieno. So that's a din deraisa, even if it's a possum divra yomim. So that we assume is a din deraisa. And this is a din medirabbanan. Any minik toiv, we assume is binding mitam neder midrabbanon. The issue being, he never pronounced it with his lips. If he says, "I hereby accept upon myself, I pledge, I'm going to learn daf yomi every day," so that's mamisha. He took a neder b'dvar mitzvah. So that's for sure their right. But if he just participated in the daf yomi shir, and it seems that he's interested in keeping it up, in such a case, the minik tov is only binding midrabbanon mitam neder, because he never had an amir. But midrabbanon, we treat it as if it's the same as karbonis. As if it's the same as tzedakah, that by karbonis and tzedakah it's a real din deraisa that is binding balei. So minik toiv we say is binding midrabbanon mitam neder.
It says Moses Susechot Tishma Vasiso Kashon Edalto. It says Moses Susechot doesn't say so.
The tzibur. It doesn't say the tzibur.
No, it doesn't say balei. Moses Susechot Tishma Vasiso Kashon
Edalto. And that talks about nidre gavoya.
Yeah, so it says Vafelish Moses Susechot.
Yeah, that's a kasha. The Rishonim asked that. The Shita Mukubetas Anadorim quotes that kasha. Shita Mukubetas Anadorim quotes that kasha at the beginning of the Dharma. And he has the following teretz. He says, based on the Gemara in the Dharma, the Gemara says that for tzedakah, for these things, you have to have amira. In fact, that kasha, what do you need amira? We paskin that belave, it's also banya. Yeah. So he says it depends how strong the leg was. Let's say making the appeal, is giving such a gewaltig description. He got everybody so excited. I made up my mind. I'm going to give $1,000. I'm thinking about it. Maybe I'll give $1,000. I'm thinking maybe $1,000, maybe $5,000, maybe $100, maybe $18. Keep on changing my mind. So you say whatever for a fleeting moment. If an amount, the largest amount that went through my mind, that's it. You have to give that. So he says no. When you say that it's chal b'machshav tzedakah. In Hegdish, is Chav Machshove, it means he's thinking like that for a while. Not some a fleeting idea goes through. Settled Meyushev, and that's it. He made up his mind that time which he's going to give. And then later he changed his mind. Not that Mamash, he's just thinking lightly about it. But if he says, let's say, they're making an appeal, and I scream out, $5,000. And then a minute later I changed my mind. So that's
too
very
late.
Too late. Well, that's when I change your mind, Turkey de Dibur. That's a different story. Can you change your mind, Turkey de Dibur, Ki Dibur Don? We'll get to that maybe the next one. So the Ramban again, so the Ramban in his Torah mitzvahs, chapter the Rambam, why the Rambam only counts as one mitzvah says that he put together, the Rambam puts together the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, which says, with the Pasuk Motzvah Sechet Tishma and Parshas Kiseitze, I think it's in Kiseitze, no? He puts the two together, that is one mitzvah says. The Ramban Chep is the Rambam. How does he put it together? The two different things. One is an Iser essay, one is a Kiyam essay, and the details are not the same. That Balta Acher, his Macharis Balta Acher, only applies by Nidri Mitzvah, not by Nidri Harshus, against Iran, the Ramban Macharis. And you don't need a Lashon Harini Noida, Harini Nishba. By Nidri Mitzvah, you only need it by Nidri Harshus. That's the Ramban's argument. And then he says, and by the way, while I'm on the topic of Balta Acher, I want you to know that the Rambam made a mistake. Yeah. And he chapters the Rambam and the Balta Acher. So he says, you look in the Rambam, he tells you what mitzvah loisasher is, deep into the mitzvah loisasher. He says, the Rambam writes there that if you didn't bring the carbon within Shalva Shugalim, even though 2 years later you do bring the carbon, not only are you in violation of Balta Acher, you have violated the mitzvah sesay of Kol HaYetzim Pidyasa. So the Ramban says, why did he violate the Esdei? It's only a violation of Losa Acher. But ultimately, if he pays up the Neder, he was Yetzim. And he brings the Raya from the Gemara, that's a little, the Ramban brings the Raya that the Rambam is wrong. And the Raya is a little obscure, it's a little unclear. He says, the Gemara says, V'hoye b'chochei. You see Neder HaShem HaKach Losa Acher V'shalma Kidor, Shri Shem HaShem HaKach HaYimach. How do you go right there? The pasuk says, if you'll wait, if you'll violate lo tacher, be careful. Don't violate bal tacher, otherwise you'll have a chay. So the Gemara has a comment, v'chochay, v'lo v'ishtochochay. What's got to do with anything? So the Ramban says,
it's the Meister,
oh, so the Sfas Tzemes on Rosh Hashanah writes,